The Ogden Museum of Southern Art is among several arts venues reopening following temporary closure due to the pandemic. It comes on the heels of the city of New Orleans entering its Phase 2 safe reopening in response to COVID-19. While restrictions are loosened, the Ogden is opening today with limited capacity. Executive Director William Pittman Andrews joins us by phone. Hello, William. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, Diane. Glad to hear your voice.
This is an exciting time for the Ogden. Are you ready to reopen?
We are. We had opportunity to work through a really good protocol and have everything in place and staged and ready to go. And we are. It is an exciting moment.
So tell us, what safety measures are in place?
We're so fortunate at Ogden Museum with nearly 70,000 square feet that under the current guidelines, I think people have plenty of room to move. There's going to be an incredible amount of open space that people can explore and enjoy their favorite artworks or see the new exhibitions. We have, of course, masks, which we're providing at this moment, and hand sanitizer, and we want people to make sure they're in a safe and comfortable environment. We do have plexiglass screens for anyone who has not been able to use the online Times ticketing tool, which under both the city guidelines and also for everyone's health and safety is obviously the best way to go. It allows us to understand what our capacity needs to be by the hour or by the space. And, you know, we have the natural indications through signage and floor markers and elevator use and stairs that we will politely reinforce the social distancing and give people an opportunity to experience the museum, which is naturally a no-touch environment. We think with the capacity of 100 people at any given time, you'll have plenty of space and opportunity.
Tell us about the exhibits that you have on view.
The exhibitions that are up are ones that we were actually installing the weekend that we had made the decision to temporarily close to the public. In addition to a really extraordinary exhibition that I think is incredibly relevant at the moment, Melvin Edwards' Crossroads. Melvin Edwards, for people who haven't seen the exhibit, it's presented by the Hellis Foundation, and it was open for about a month before we closed. So we still have a lot of content to talk about with this exhibition. And Melvin Edwards, succinctly, is an incredibly important American sculptor. He was the first African-American sculptor to have a one-man or a solo exhibition at the Whitney Museum of American Art. And these are welded steel sculptures that have a variety of influences from Africa, where he keeps a studio in Senegal, to an urban experience in New York, where he also keeps a studio. And there's a particularly potent series of sculpture called Lynch Fragments, which clearly speak to our history in America and intersectional identity, social justice, political awareness. Through the early 60s, when he started creating the work, which in response to racial violence at the time and unrest, and in the 70s, when his personal activism was more concerned with the Vietnam War, and then he returned to the series in 1978 going forward to honor individuals and people who have been instrumental in progressing, you know, civil rights and society. And it's an incredibly powerful installation. And additionally, there is a really beautiful exhibition that is correspondent on the same floor. The exhibition is called What Music is Within, Black Abstraction from the Permanent Collection. That also opened in February. And it's a really beautiful response to the power and iconography of Melvin Edwards' work. Melvin Edwards was from Houston, Texas. And even though he's been in New York and in other places most of his adult life, the ability to use artwork in our permanent collection to speak and create the dialogue is something that I'm very proud of at the museum and our excellent curatorial team has put together.
And you have a couple of brand new exhibitions?
We have Entwined, which is ritual wrapping and binding in contemporary Southern art. And this was curated by Bradley Sumrall, curator of the collection, and it draws inspiration from the tradition of a variety of cultures, Haitian Vodou and Appalachian broom making and Calabrian silk production, Peruvian rope coiling, all kinds of different influences culturally that you see in other aspects of art in the American South. But this is the form and the content of the work is speaking to that cultural heritage evident in the artistry. It's not removed in remark, it is made the same way. And it's really poetic and it's beautiful work. very material. It has a lot of essential meaning in what it's made of and how it's made. And then in the photography galleries, it's the exhibition Revelations, which is recent photography acquisition. And that was curated by Richard McCabe, our curator of photography. It's a selection from the 20th century to the present. Revelations is a really unique exploration, too, because it celebrates our regional identity in parallel with the South's ongoing contributions to a global conversation of our culture through photography.
What are your thoughts about the future of our city's arts community as we all adjust to a new normal?
Well, I'm grateful for the presence of our arts community. As we shift our internal conversation from one of crisis to one of opportunity, we're mostly concerned with the great response and advantage that we've gotten from our online programming and creating even more access to the museum and its collection and its mission and its educational programming. And we want to make sure that that doesn't go away, even as we balance this option of being, you know, more what we're accustomed to being and being open and welcoming people into the museum. We want to keep what we've gotten used to that works so well, but we also are wanting to look into the future and see what we can do from this moment forward, all in hopes that our audience is as robustly, you know, willing and passionate about experiencing what we have put together for them.
Ogden Museum Executive Director William Pittman Andrews, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can find more information on the Ogden Museum's reopening protocols online at ogdenmuseum.org.